I'd like to turn to Proverbs 25 and look at verse 2. Note in verse 1 that these are Proverbs which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out. That was interesting to me. I'd kind of like to know more about that story, wouldn't you? But verse 2, it says, "It is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings is to search out a matter." Brother Philip spoke to us a little while ago about God being a person that you can know, that you can find out about Him. Well, Brother Marty spoke to us the other night about things that seem to contradict each other. And you think about this one. This says it's the glory of God to conceal a thing. Another scripture, Isaiah 45, 15, says, "Thou art a God who hides Himself." Brother Philip said He's a God we can know. So we need to find out how this meets up with each other. Somehow we want to know God, but He's a God who hides things, and He's a God who conceals things, and that's His honor and His glory to do that. That's what makes Him God. He's unsearchable. Amen. The scripture in 11 and 33 of Romans says, "Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are His judgments and His ways past finding out." I looked up the word unsearchable one time, and it has to do with the end and the beginning and the end. It has to do with you don't know where it's coming from, and really you don't know where it's going. You don't know how God is going to work in your life. And you don't know where He's going to get the help and the grace and all that you need. You don't know how that's all going to happen. And you don't know the end of the matter either. You don't know what He's going to do. You don't know how far things are going to go. But God knows all that. He's unsearchable. You can't fathom Him. You can't find out His beginning or find out His end. And then that way He's unsearchable. And in another way He's unsearchable is that most people, humankind, don't understand Him. They don't comprehend Him. And so they leave Him alone because they don't understand Him. And they discount Him and say that He doesn't exist. And it's because they don't understand Him. And they also say that if he was here, then He should be this way. They don't comprehend Him being Creator God. They don't comprehend Him being omnipotent. They don't comprehend His righteousness. They don't comprehend His justice. They don't comprehend His mercy or His love. And if they did, everyone would serve Him. And tonight, if you're not serving Him, it truly is because you don't comprehend Him. You don't understand how He loves you and how He cares for you and how He is a person who can be known and appreciated and loved for His righteousness and for His holiness, for His wisdom, for His power. All of these things, you can know Him in those ways. You can know Him as the God who does those things perfectly and wonderfully. And you can know Him as He is, in a way. He's still unsearchable, though, because He's God. And we're going to still know darkly and see darkly. We'll know in part. But what we do know, oh, it is wonderful. What we do, He can, let's think about this for just a little bit. Deuteronomy now. Chapter 29 and verse 29. "The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. I say that you may know God. He gave us many, many ways whereby to know Him. He wrote His character in creation. We do know that. We can look at His eternity. We can look at His the eternal things of God. You can look at that when you observe space, when you look up and see the vastness and the unendingness. Those things teach us eternity. You can look at the faithful systems and cycle of earth and the human body, and you can trace then the order and the faithfulness of God in those things. He wrote those things in creation. So many things He wrote in creation. You can study every animal, and there is something in every animal that will teach you a spiritual lesson. Here a while back, this is just an aside, but it was amazing to me. I was reading a children's book about reindeer. And I was reading to the children about reindeer, and I came up on this page that said, when reindeer are in trouble, they stamp their feet. And that releases a scent that spells danger. And there was another thing about their feet. There was something else about their feet that when they stamp their feet, that it creates, there's fat in there that creates warmth so that they can't freeze up there where they're in the below zero temperatures. Just little things like that. It made me want to read every animal book I could and find out more, because such detail in there teaching me about the Creator, lessons. And I thought about the saints' feet, and my mind just, all the scriptures, He keeps the feet of His saints. And I just, oh my. He's unsearchable, though. The more that I find out about Him, the more I know that I don't know. But it's wonderful. That's God. He wouldn't be God if you can find out everything about Him. He still reserves Himself. And you know what? It's not time for us to quit then and say, well, He can't be found out, so I'll quit. But no, it's to draw us in. It's to motivate us. The more you know about Him, the more you're going to find good things that will bless you and will liberate you and will transform you. And it'll make you grow dear. I think that's what He said a while ago. He said, it'll just draw you. You'll find more to love and more to praise. And before long, you're just going to praise Him. You're just going to praise Him. But He said, the secret things belong unto the Lord our God. But those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever. So as I begin thinking about this, about the Lord hiding Himself, I thought about the different ways that Jesus taught. And when Jesus taught, He would tell parables. He didn't just go and tell the meaning of the parables to the people, but He spoke to them in parables. Why? Because He's God. Because there are some things that He reserves. But the scripture we started with said it's the honor of kings to search out a matter. You can search and find God. He said, Jeremiah 29:12, and ye shall search for me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. There's things that belong to God and are secret, yes, but when we begin searching, it's the honor of kings. Who are the kings? He has made us unto Him kings and priests by His blood. You're a king tonight. If you've been saved and redeemed, you're a king. And it's the honor. It's your honor. It is your privilege. It's your high honor to search out the things of God. You don't understand. You don't understand the scriptures. You don't understand a verse. You don't understand what God's doing. It's your honor tonight to search Him out. And when you begin searching, He has promised that He'll be found of you. You can find Him. I was thinking about where in Hebrews where it tells about his new covenant. And he said, and it shall not be every man telling his brother, know the Lord. You know the Lord. And I used to look at it like, okay, so we can't do that. We can't teach each other about the Lord. Is that what you're saying? Okay, so then why do we have preachers and teachers? I couldn't understand that. But you know what I figured out, I think, is that I can't tell you how to know the Lord because it's personal. He wants to write it in your heart. He wants you to know Him as He is for you. He said you won't do it because you can't do it. It can't be done that way. But if you'll search, you can find out God. You can find Him. He said He promised, I will be found of you. So He said the secret things belong to the Lord our God. The Lord said in one place, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a treasure hidden in a field, which when a man hath found, he goeth and sells all that he has, and he comes back and buys that field. And then what? What's the lesson? I've got a field. It's got a treasure hidden in it. Yay me. No. You've got a treasure hidden in a field. Now you go and dig after it. Now you go, and he said in Proverbs 2 about searching for wisdom, he said, if you'll cry after it, if you'll, how is it? Let's look at that. This is how to search after God, how to search after understanding of God. 2:1 of Proverbs, my son, if you'll receive my words, hide my commandments with thee. Well, there's a lot of people that balk at that because they say, I don't understand why God wants us to do this. But if you, young people, if you'll still receive it, just receive it, and then hide it in you, memorize them, put it into your heart. Well, what does he say here? Incline your ear unto wisdom. Look at all of these verbs. These are action verbs. These are things you do because you want to. These are things you determine to do and set your mind to do it. It's not a feeling that all of a sudden comes over you and, oh, well, that's the Lord. No, wait, that comes later. But this is what you begin to do. As a young person, your mind is keen. I remember, I have to confess to you that I don't have the mind that I used to have. I banged myself on the head a few times, and a lot of it just went. But when I was 13, these scriptures and the words embedded themselves in my mind. And what I can remember is pretty much what I learned then. But, and I've told you this before, it's like putting money into an account. You put it in. You keep putting it in. You keep putting it in. One of these days, you're going to need to draw out of it. If you've never put it in, you won't have anything to draw out when you need it. Put it in and put it in and put it in. And it'll be worth it all. It will. He said that those scriptures, Paul told Timothy, the scriptures that your mother and your grandmother taught you, what are they going to do? They're going to make you wise unto salvation. We want to be, don't you want to know and be wise unto the salvation that God intends for you to have and enjoy? I do. I want everything Jesus died for. Don't you? I want to know the glory, the victory, the power, everything that my Lord suffered and bled and died for. I want it. I want to experience. I want it. I want to know it. And you do too, and you can. He says here, you incline your heart to wisdom. Apply your heart to understanding. Cry after knowledge. Lift up your voice for understanding. Seek her as silver. Now that, there's a lot of effort that goes into people making money. You work hard to make money. You invest time and energy and effort and money. People search for her as silver. You search for her as for hidden treasures. Then, shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord. and find the knowledge of God. Don't give up simply because you don't understand all of these teachings and all of what they've taught, all your parents are saying, and all you sometimes maybe get up. I remember when I was a child, there would be preaching, and I'd sit there and I'd think, what in the world does that mean? And I'd sit there the whole time and I would not comprehend it. But there were other things that the Lord began to open up and open up and open up. And later I thought back on that message and I thought, oh, that's what that means. That's what he was talking about. Oh, but you know, if you would just give up every time you don't understand something, you're going to miss something really, really good. I just want to encourage you. It is your honor to search out the matters of God. Yes. Jesus, when he gave those parables, if there was anybody that came, and I believe his disciples did, but I think anybody else that would come up to him after the sermon, Master, what did you mean by that little seed you were talking about? What do you mean by that? I'm sure that Jesus would just help him to understand. But just think about all of the stories that he told. So many of them had to do with something small developing into something bigger. And he said, the kingdom of heaven is like this. It's likened to this treasure hidden in the field. It's likened to a pearl that someone had to search for. They had to go here and they had to go there. It starts with something small. It starts with you just hearing, there's a pearl? Where is it? How do you get there? What do I need? How much is it? And then going and working and selling. A lot of those parables have to do with that. It's not like he just dropped the kingdom of heaven, plop, into your lap, and there you are, the kingdom of heaven. But he said the kingdom of heaven is like a little mustard seed. It's like leaven, it's like yeast. You put yeast, yeast grains are so little, they're fluid. I mean, they're just, yeast is tiny, one little grain of yeast. You put God's word into your heart, you seek after one little verse and say, Lord, help me to understand this. And seek it and receive it and incline your ear and apply after it and cry after it and lift up your voice for it. And that little leaven begins to influence and transform your entire life. That's the way God's word will be to you. It will become your life. But you start little. You start little. Here's an illustration of how we react many times. He said, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man who called his servants and gave unto them talents. He gave some, he gave one five, and he gave another two, and he gave another one. And we know the story, don't we? He said, you go and you do business with these things until I come. And he was expecting what? A return, a profit, hopefully. Well, the first man who had the five, how many did he come with? Only five? Come on. How many did he come back with to his Lord? Ten. He doubled it. The man that had two came back with how many? Five. He more than doubled it. That man, and you know, that could have been us. We could have been looking at, oh, they have so much more understanding than me. I think I'll just go home. But no, he began to apply after it and cry after it. But the one with the one, he just said, he is such a hard man and he's hard to understand and he always requires more than I'm able to give, always. He just wrote it off. He said, I won't even try. He didn't understand or comprehend the mercy and the love of, in the way that Jesus was applying it spiritually, If we do that, it's because we don't understand and we quit trying. We quit trying to understand God. Maybe He has offended us, made us angry, the fairness that we heard about today. God's not fair. If God were all that you say, then He wouldn't have allowed this kind of suffering in my life. And so we write Him off, and maybe sometimes you say He doesn't exist. I don't believe He exists. If you don't understand something, if you just have a little tiny bit that you think God gave you, you know what? If you will take that and you will begin to cry after more and search after more and just follow after God and beg Him and say, Lord, I don't understand. It seems like I am left behind and it seems like I just can't get it like other people. But Lord, I want to understand You and I want to know You and I want to serve You. The Lord would begin answering your prayers. He will do the next thing, which is to me, the honor of kings is to search out a matter. Why? It's because of what He wants to do for each of us if we begin searching. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, no, chapter 2, I'm sorry, and verse 9. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love Him. Doesn't that give you an expectancy? It does for me. What do you have? Lord, what are you talking about? Oh, young people, you know what? It has not entered into your minds what God can do with your life if you'll give your life to Him. You can't figure, you don't know where He's going to get this and where it's going to go. He's unsearchable. But I guarantee you that if you will give Him your lunch, your two fishes and your loaves, He'll multiply it and He'll multiply it and it'll grow and He'll do that for you in your life. Whether it be the knowledge and understanding you have of Him, or your ability maybe to help other people. And you think, I can't do anything. I can't connect. I can't. You give that to the Lord. And the Lord will take it and He'll do with it far and beyond. His ways are unsearchable. It says, it has not entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit. To me, revelation is the wonderful gift that He gives and reserves for His children. The things that are revealed belong to us who have sought after His commandments. Isn't that a privilege? Jesus said one time to His disciples, the Heavenly Father has not revealed this unto the wise and the prudent of this world, but He's revealed them unto babes. Do you feel like today, I'm just so stupid, I'm just so dumb, I don't know about the things of the Lord. I don't think I'll ever understand this. There's so many scriptures I don't know. Hey, you're just ripe. You're just ready for the Lord to begin sharing with you. You know what Jesus said? He told His disciples, He said, I've not called you servants. I've called you friends. Because a master doesn't reveal to his servants the things that he's doing. And you know what that makes me think? But a friend does. A friend does. And Jesus he's our friend. And He reveals Himself to us. One time He said, who do you say that I am? And they said, oh, some people say this and that. But Peter said, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, Peter, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. You know, there's no real revelation out there in the world of flesh and blood. Revelation is a thing of the Spirit. It's a thing for those who will follow after the things of the Spirit. It is an honor for you to search out a matter. You're a king unto God. He has made you royalty. by His precious blood. And you can search for and obtain the knowledge of God. You can begin to understand even the mysteries of God. When I was little, I loved mystery stories. I read all of them that I could read that were the children's books. Happy Hollister, Bobbsey Twins, Nancy Drew, Hardy Boys. All of those I thought, I loved mystery stories. But I want to tell you something. There are mysteries in the kingdom of heaven that are amazing. That when you begin to search the clues out and connect the dots, and all of a sudden, revelation, the Lord gives you the understanding. What a wonderful privilege. What an honor for the Lord to reveal these things to us by His Spirit, because His Spirit searches all things, even those deep and unfathomable and incomprehensible, unsearchable things of God. He reveals those to us. What an honor! What a privilege to understand. In fact, he said to Paul, Paul said, lest I should get exalted because of the abundance of revelations. He had to give along with those things a thorn in the flesh to keep me humble, because the revelations were such an honor and such a... It's so wonderful. Oh, are you intrigued? This intrigues me. To go to the Scriptures and to say to the Lord, teach me something I've never known before. To go into I challenge you, go into a meeting this week sometime. Walk into the meeting, afternoon service, morning service, whatever, and say to the Lord with all of your heart, show me something I've never seen before. With every person that gets up and speaks, say, Lord, show me something that I've never seen before. Oh, I remember that's happened to me. It is so wonderful for the Lord to just, the Scripture all of a sudden, like they're talking and you think of a Scripture, and then you think of another Scripture, and you see how they connect, and you just go, oh my, oh, that's wonderful. The Lord wants to do that for you. These are the joys of salvation, not just being cleansed from sin, but beginning to understand and know God. In Jeremiah, he says here, you wise men, don't glory in your wisdom. And you strong men, don't glory in your strength. But what is it that we can praise the Lord in? 9:23, thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me. What a wonderful thing to read. Which I am the Lord, which exercises loving kindness, judgment or justice, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. Oh, to know the Lord and to know what pleases Him and to do it. And then to look at Him and say, Lord, this is for You. This is for You. I'm doing this for You because this is what You showed me to do. And to know Him, that He's pleased. You can please the Lord. You can. You can walk in the light of His Word. Blessed are the people that know the joyful sound of the Jubilee trumpet, is what he's saying there. Of that trumpet that says, liberty, freedom to the soul. Blessed are the people who know that sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of Thy countenance. That word walk means to go vigorously. Thank the Lord. We don't have to walk like this. Wonder about the Lord. No. Come boldly under the throne of grace, even in time of need. Why? Because He said, come unto Me. And why? Because He, through His blood, has made you a king and a priest. And if you will inquire, one place He said in the prophecy, if you'll inquire, Go ahead, inquire. David said, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house or in the presence of the Lord forever, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple." Oh, thank the Lord. This is your honor tonight, is to search out the things that you don't understand about the Lord, his ways, his precepts. How do you do it? I want to give you just some pointers. There's history you can read. There's things when you're looking in the Bible and you think, you know, this happened. How did it happen? Is there anything more I can read to help me understand where this was, what time this was? What were the people doing? What is the age here? How were the people around them living? What happened to those people? And you can read all of those things. And it's helped me to understand God's word if I seek after history and find out what was going on. The Bible was written in a different language than ours. And years ago, those translations were made, and the people that made them were human. And sometimes the things that we just can't get, if we go in and we research language. Lord, what did you mean when you said this? When you said this in the language of the people of your time, what were you telling them? Search it out. It's your honor. It's not like, well, someone said, if all of, who was it that said, if all of what you get in your spiritual life, you get it on Sunday morning in the service. I think that was last night. He said, that's a pitiful existence of spirituality. You really can't make it, but you do your searching. You hear it on Sunday morning. Be like the men at Berea that said they were noble because they went to the scriptures. Not, well, they may have distrusted Paul. Well, who was he and what was he telling them and was it okay? And they verified it by comparing it with what they knew, what the scriptures were. You know God's voice to you. You know how he speaks to you. When you hear anything, when you read any book, you make those comparisons with what is familiar to you, with what God has already showed you, what he showed people that you know and trust and understand that they walk with him. And the Lord can help you to understand sometimes, this bothers me. This teaching, there's something about this. It's your honor to research it and to find out what it is. Is this something for me to weigh up and cast aside? Or is it something for me to incorporate into my life and teach others? The Lord can help us to understand. You can know the Lord tonight. It can't be through me. It can't be through just necessarily your spouse, your grandmother, your grandfather, your father, or your mother. But it is your honor to search it out. And I pray each of you tonight will make those efforts, put all your heart into finding out about God, because you will love him when you do. He is one to love and to praise and to serve with all of our hearts.